KFADNS.
ATMH.
And ATMH.
ATMH, yes.
Copy, you're unclear.
KFAENF on the 1-9.
Hey, Bentley, you're missing out at the swap.
Hey, good morning, Drake. Say again, I didn't catch your transmission there.
Yeah, Bentley, it's Drake and ATMH. You're missing out at the swap.
Oh, yeah? Is there some good stuff there that you think I might need?
Well, there's four tables full of Baofeng radios.
Ooh, I don't know if I need to add any more to my collection. But hey, if you run across an Icon 7100 for half price, let me know. I might drive down there.
No, I haven't seen any of those, so I think you're out of luck.
Yeah, I think those are called unicorns.
The one that I own.
You want to get rid of it? Because I'm thinking about buying one.
No, I don't really want to sell it. All right, I'm going to go get some food. So, catch you later. Thank you, mate.
Have fun. Thanks for the shout-out. KFAENF.
People there, and actually a surprising amount of people in that room. It was kind of packed.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's surprising. Glenn Johnson said that all the donated stuff he had for deep buyers in the club, that all that sold. It was good to hear that. But those guys there behind me, Tom and Dan and Sean, man, they were selling the heck out of those radios, man. But, you know, they're $10 a piece for those HDs. Like, I couldn't afford not to buy two of them.
Yeah, which one did you get? I got like the big military style looking one, the real big one. Which ones do you get?
Yeah, I got that AR-25M or something like that, and a UB-17R. Yeah, I already got a couple of those UB-17Rs. I like those radios. I like them. You can charge them with a USB and. You got drop-in charger too, but USB charging I think is very convenient. And I got that the AR-25M or something like that. I don't even know what the hell it is. I just know it looks like it was worth $10, so I had to buy it.
Yeah, I almost bought two, but I was like, I don't need another portable, especially with how large this one was. I played with it a little bit. It came with one of those foldable ABRI antennas, which I've had one of those in the past, and it works really well. It actually matches up perfectly with this radio. It's perfect. It's USB-C charging. The volume knob is nice and solid. It's made out of metal, which is kind of neat. But other than that, it's basically the same internals as the UV5RM.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a DMR, isn't it?
No, it's just analog.
Okay, for some reason I thought it was DMR. But that's so. I don't have a DMR radio at all, but I kind of thought that would be an addition, but it's just a pretty hefty radio, man. It weighs 5 pounds or something.
Yeah, and the battery on it's huge. I'm curious to see what the battery life is. I might just leave it on throughout the day and see how slowly it drains. Plus, there's a whole second battery, too. I feel like I'd get a month of battery life out of it before I'd have to charge it.
Yeah,
I think
it came with a spare battery. The battery life has got to be a lot better by using it. I can't believe how much they eat that battery up. I used to use that all the time. I don't use it much anymore because battery life, you know?
Yeah, I used to use my FT5 and my FT1 all the time. FT1's got decent battery life. It's okay. It'll get me about half a day or a day. But, man, cheap $25 Baofeng, that gets me like a week. And I just have it sitting on in the living room or whatever just to listen and... It's surprising how long that thing will go on a battery charge.
Yeah, I'm surprised that too. You know, you get a $25 radio, it lasts forever. You get this $200 radio and it doesn't last. I even got a replacement battery. I think it's standard like a 1600 milliwatt or milliohm or whatever it is. I got the 2000. And I don't think it does any better with a larger battery.
You have the FT2, I think, if I remember right. I still have one of those, but the battery management chip in the radio went bad. So it'll work on DC power, so it's running as a PDN node for Brad's 9.2 machine. That's really the only thing I can do with it, but I remember when I used that radio on battery, I'd be lucky to get half a day out of it.
I know my FT2 does a lot better, but I'm really talking about my FT70. That thing is terrible. Yeah, the FT2 is a lot better than the 70, but neither one of them match the Baofeng.
My FT70, I can get 3 hours, and then I have to go plug it in again.
Yeah, I hear you there. So, okay, Drake, I'll let you know. Good to talk to you today. See a lot of people today. Some people I knew. Oh, you're one guy. You must send him over to me. That Brooks, he come over and talk to me. Works up to Crystal Mountain. I got his contact information and everything. He offered to help me if I needed it, and I appreciate that.
Yep, of course. He's a cool guy. I'm sure he gave you the rundown of his experience and everything. He's an ex-moto guy, so. And now my cat's jumping on my desk, so I better put the mic down before he tries to chew the cord. good to see you today. KB at SVJ, I need you.
Okay, Drake, have a good day. KB at SVJ.
Good morning.
You're pretty scratchy this morning.
Yeah, I know. I can't use the other one because of the link.
Yeah, want to meet me over on 86?
That's what I wanted to tell you. 86 sounds real staticky. Do you know about that?
Yeah, it's on my list of things to fix.
Okay. That's what I was going to tell you. It just sounded like it's just getting worse again.
Something with when the temperature warms up and then it gets cold like that, I don't know what it is, but it's causing a whole lot of mess on that thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to watching the Olympics. Keep seeing the issue.
Hey, Image.
KF8 FTE, K KF8FTE, K8GAT.
KF8FTE, you
got a copy? Yep, I do copy you. Your signal seems pretty weak and you're way in the weeds. There's some static there, but yes, I did hear your message.
I go with that it's probably because of the antenna.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate, because you're probably hearing me pretty okay, but it's just the receive side, or the transmit side on your end.
Yeah, I'm hearing you perfectly clear. It's, I can hear some voice, I say, but not even static in the background.
Yeah, now each time you've transmitted, you've gotten a little bit better. I don't know if it's a measurable amount, but you've gotten a little bit better. Are you running on high power or not?
KF8 ENF monitoring.
KF8 ENF, K8GAT.
Yeah, sounds like you guys are doing a little test. Josh trying to get his GMRS antenna to transmit on 2 meter. Is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, that's what the... That's what I think his plan is right now, just to see if he can make it work. He was having trouble just finding a radio that would transmit on 2 meter. His VTECs weren't cutting it. They weren't letting him transmit out on that. So I don't know whether they were a newer model or what, but he switched to a DB20 and is getting out on that.
I'm on my handheld now. Can you hear me?
Decidedly better.
Yeah, this Bentley and I were talking. I was outside my door, just opened my door and stood in the doorway with my 5RM handheld, and it worked fine. I think it's just that antenna is not, it's so dialed in just the GMRS that they don't work well, because I don't pick up a lot of the ham stuff down in Gaylord. I think the one down there, though, well, no, that one is unlocked, because I did transmit on the, was it the NM8, or N8MRC, whatever it is down there in Gaylord.
Yeah, I think once you get a proper antenna, you'll find that makes a world of difference.
All right, well, it was worth the test anyways. So I can monitor it. Like I said, you come through real clear. I can hear you, I just, for whatever reason, if it's a lot of static, it might be, I guess I can turn the mic gain up, but that, you were hearing me okay on the suck, so I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just the antenna, so. I am going to go in where it's warm instead of standing out here freezing. So I'll be monitoring, and I can talk to you over on the GMRS. KF8, FTE, clear.
Copy that. Bentley, were you picking him up all right?
Problems. He was a ton clear on that little 5-watt HT, just a little bacon frying in the background. Josh, if you're still listening, dude, I think you could get by with probably a very inexpensive dual-band quarter wave sitting on a cookie sheet outside your window. That might be something that you might consider doing just for the short term until you can get a proper antenna up on your tower. And then use that quarter wave dual-band for equipping on your vehicle when the time comes to switch over. Or my Edfong commercial tuned dual band. Set that thing up, just put it on a tripod or something outside your door. I think that would be just fine.
KAZAT. Yeah, I think he abandoned that for now, or, you know, went back inside. But yeah, I will pass that along to him. And that's what I told him too, is he just, you know, he doesn't need to climb up his tower to get something that'll work well. You know, I had that little nothing looking, you know, two bander antenna out here on a tripod for a couple years out back here, and I mean, it worked just fine for 2 meter.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to go out and spend a ton of money just to get into this repeater. I mean, this thing's a flamethrower and he doesn't need much. There is something to be said for, you know, getting a more permanent installation down the road, but you know, dude, wait till the weather warms up, pick a nice sunny day to climb your tower and put that in place. So, yeah, I hope he doesn't think that he has to do anything special in the meantime.
could you hear me okay?
Guys, if you want to continue this over on a GMRS frequency, I'm game.
Yeah, he's over on the Stutz repeater.
All right, I'll head over there. KF8ENF.
We are back in business. N8DMH.
Well, that was quick. I didn't even hear it go through its normal rigmarole of Lincoln Progress or whatever it says.
No, I did it all in the background. If I do it from the Supermon, it doesn't. It stays quiet.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, good deal. It sounds like it was pretty good, and it was really busy. So. Good deal. Next year, do you want to just let me or Cameron know, or both of us, I guess, from when to when they will need everything again, so that way we can have it linked beforehand, so I don't have to ask around?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll push to make me the point contact there, and I might have another repeater up by then too. So we'll see if that needs to be linked. Still, it's probably a good option. So I don't know. We'll wait till it's in the air and actually get a real report from it and see what we need.
All right, sounds good, David. All right, I'm gonna get to making some dinner here. Hey, UH.
Thanks a ton for all your help on repeaters there, and we'll catch you a little later. Enjoy your dinner. K8RDV 73.
Thank you.